Right, we're at the start of our first Hackademy evening, and where people are creating and designing their own games. And I'm here with Ben Gristwood, who's another teacher. Ben, just give a quick description of what you think's going on at the moment here tonight.
Well, there seems to be a lot of really good ideas, and it's now trying to put those ideas together and get people organised. I'm stood in front of two people who are writing some very mega code on a whiteboard in front of me. There doesn't appear to be a lot of programming of code, right, but there seems to be a lot of ideas generating, which is good. And everybody has different ideas, which I think is absolutely brilliant.
Great. I'm going to go and talk to some people and find out what they're doing. Thank you. So, Will and James, you're using a whiteboard to work on before you actually create the code on the computer.
I'm helping Kim because he needs help.
Right. So what's going on here?
Well, we've decided the rest of our team can do the more basic code, whilst we figure out if the more advanced code can work before wasting time on computer.
Right, so you've decided to stay away from the computers for a few minutes and then do it on the whiteboard first.
Yeah, brilliant. See if it actually works without using our computers up.
Thank you. Now I'm standing with some parents. We've got Wendy and
Ian.
Right, Wendy, what are you seeing happening here so far?
We're seeing lots of ideas, lots of creative thinking, and at the moment a bit of difficulty from the parents mainly, who don't know what they're doing, to how to translate that into something real. We're just getting to understand the way the programming system
right.
actually works.
Uh-huh.
We've got one member of the team exploring how many rooms there are and the layout of what we're mm-hmm. trying to put together. We've got some of the lads coming up with a script. We've got somebody else trying to put items in each room so that we can identify
right.
which room
mm-hmm.
so that each member of the team can then go off and work on an individual room, as it were.
Do you feel that the parents that are here have like a role to contribute to the teams? Or
Yes, and we're being very, very heavily led by the children.
Right, okay, that's great. Thank you, Wendy. Thank you, Ian. So, Simon, you're one of the parents, and you're working in a team at the moment. Have you ever been to an event like this before?
No, not at all. And I've never used Scratch before either. And I'm lost in the maze.
So you've got a few different people in your team. How did you decide who was going to do what in your team?
Well, Sam's the expert, so he's in charge. And James has been helping out, finding some of the characters that'll take part in the game. And Andrew is working on the room backgrounds, and I'm trying to find my way around the maze so that we can plan out.
Do you feel how our
characters move?
This is the first event we've had where we've had parents and children working together. Do you feel that parents have a role to contribute to this evening or in the teams?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I hope we have a slightly different perspective. Obviously, in my case, not an expert in Scratch, but I hope that I have something to contribute. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So, Sam, have you ever been involved in an evening like this before? Parents and children working together coding.
No, I haven't. Not about parents and children doing coding.
Right. How do you think it's going so far?
I think it's going well.
Yeah.
We're doing quite well. I've been making the characters do things. James has found characters, like we said. So,
Great. Thank you. So, Chris, you're a parent in a team.
I am.
Have you ever been to anything like this before?
No, brand new to this.
All right.
No, it's completely brand new to it.
Are you enjoying the experience
so
far?
It's absolutely fantastic, yeah. I'm finding out loads of stuff at the moment. I'm looking for Medusa on the on Google at the moment.
Why are you looking for Medusa then?
Because we're doing our Greek-style role play, so
right.
It's based on ancient Greece.
So you're in a team. Are you the only adult in your team?
There's me and Lindsay.
Right, and so you've got two adults and two children.
That's right, yes.
How do you feel the division of roles is working? Is everybody?
It's working really well. Yeah. I think everybody's mucking in. I think we're probably the ones that are not knowing that much
right.
compared to the children.
Right.
But no, it's going really well.
Okay, thank you. So, Lorraine, you've just come back. Where have you been?
I've been to Tony's Pizzas.
What's the point? Why? What's that all about?
Well, he kindly donated some pizzas to help support everybody here.
And we can smell. So let's go and have some pizzas. Thank you, Lorraine.
Thank you.